Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
You're listening to...
All right, let's get started, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Festivus Friday. We'll get started in just a moment. Before we do, Dana Wright gets the honorary first grievance of every week.
My grievance is that you can't put styrofoam in the oven, and no one ever tells you that. Huh. Your whole life, you go thinking you can do that, and then you can't do that.
Huh.
You should put it on the box that you shouldn't put it in the oven, or it will melt all over your holiday chicken.
Wow.
No, you cannot challenge my grievance. That's it.
I want to, but I feel better.
Thank you.
Please allow me to be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. 586-7798.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. With you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. My son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
You couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe.
I lost my train of thought.
Still have two open lines if you want to grab them. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com. Two open lines. We start with Lucy in Lee Summit. Lucy, hello.
Hey, happy Friday.
Same.
Dana, you can't put styrofoam in the microwave either.
Noted, Lucy. Noted.
Nope, not the microwave. It'll taint your food. My grievance is last week I had a little trouble with a little mouse pal, and I went and got a sticky trap, and I caught him that night with a little bit of granola mix in the middle of the trap.
Yeah.
But guess what?
They don't
my
die.
My husband came home. No, he didn't die, and my husband put it in the trash can in the kitchen, and then my daughter saw him run across the floor. He pulled himself off and ran across the floor. And he hasn't come back to that drawer all week. I'm never going to get him now.
What? Can I ask a question on your grievance without challenging it?
Yeah, you can even challenge it if you want.
Because I think the sticky traps are sort of mean. But why not get one of the old-fashioned ones where you latch the snap back, and when they take the cheese or peanut butter is what I use, it breaks their neck. They die instantly.
That's what I tried last week, Scott, and he licked three mouse traps.
Ugh.
He licked all the almond butter.
Gross.
Off every inch of it.
Okay.
This dude is a super invincible little silly mouse quiz. I don't know. Fievel's buddy, I don't know. He's never gonna come to an end. He's gonna eat through all my bread.
Right.
Yeah. Will you keep us posted, please?
No, I'm good. I don't think I need the update on the mouse. It grosses me out.
Jeff in Olathe. Jeff, good afternoon. Hello, welcome.
Hi, guys. I really love your show. Both of you do a great job.
Well, you're very
and
kind.
And my complaint is stores that do not have the electric carts for people like me that are disabled or have a hard time walking. And some of them cannot have it because they don't have room. But there's a couple I know that do. In fact, I was stopped at Walmart, one of the Walmarts, and told I couldn't take it out to my car. And I had it full of groceries, and three guys told me I couldn't take it out. And I just told them I was going to take it back, and they let me. But one guy walked out and took it back. So I hope they don't stop that. But that's my complaint.
Oh, yeah.
Just Jeff, to have more of them because I'm 78, and I just have a hard time getting around on a walker, and then I can't walk the whole store.
Jeff, I'm going to add to your grievance because I have a feeling the reason they won't let you take it out of the store is because people are stealing them. That's my guess. That's number one. And number two, I would add to your grievance that if you really don't need to use the cart, the electric cart, please don't, so that people like Jeff, who absolutely need that to get around and go shopping, can use it.
The only other reason I could think of, and you're probably right about people stealing these electric carts, and we all know what they look like. The other possibility is a company liability fear that if you drive that thing out into their parking lot, you get hit by somebody else's car while riding their scooter. Your family is going to come after Walmart or whomever and say, you never should have let him out of the store with that cart. He didn't know how to operate it properly. You set my dad up for death. And then,
you know, those carts have two speeds.
Slow and
turtle and rabbit. And a girlfriend of mine was moving one that belonged to her mother. And she said, let's just say the rabbit is either very ill.
Very ill.
It's turtle and bigger turtle.
Yeah. Dave in Odessa, you're next up. Hello. Welcome to Festivus Friday.
Hello. My grievance is with Dana and Sam always giving you grief, Scott, for writing paper checks and having a checkbook. Because I am a small business owner, and I have some customers that occasionally, you know, pay me through online bill pay. Guess what the bank does? They issue a paper check and send it to me in the mail.
Isn't it great?
It takes longer and goes through extra hands.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have been heard. Thank you, Dave.
All right.
Nick, calling in from Texas. Nick, what part of Texas are you calling in from?
I am calling in from Fort Worth.
Nice. The Oklahoma Navy game was there today.
It was. I didn't catch it, but it definitely was in town. So I have a gratitude.
Okay.
My wife and I have been trying for years to get pregnant. We actually got pregnant when we had COVID back in 2020, and we miscarried our little girl. And so we've been trying for the last few years to get pregnant. And lo and behold, last week, we ushered in a brand new baby boy. So he's a preemie, but he is strong and healthy, and he is our little bundle of joy that we got to see and celebrate as a Christmas gift this year.
Best gift of all time, Nick. Congratulations. That's wonderful.
Thank you so much. We are delighted and elated, and so I just wanted to share that with you guys.
Are you from Kansas City originally? Is that how you found us?
No, actually, I lived in Grandview, and my wife introduced me to the show, and ever since then, we moved there 10 years ago, and so ever since then, I just listen to you guys, love listening to you. I drive for FedEx, and so at 2 o'clock, I turn you guys on, and it's about every day that I get to tune in, so I love listening.
Well, thank you for that, Nick, and congratulations to you and your wife. That's fantastic news.
Thank you so much. You guys have a good night.
All right, that frees up a line at 913-586-7798. Let's go to Joe in, I believe it's Lenexa. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Hi there. Go ahead.
I actually just thought of a gratitude, and that's Dana's historical laugh makes my day every day.
Aw. Thank you, Joe.
The main reason why I was calling in on the catching the mice on those, especially the old-fashioned traps, put a piece of string, tie a piece of string underneath the bait, then they put the bait on, they'll bite the string, and then they'll get their neck.
Okay.
All right.
Neck phone calls today.
Did we just get diverted on Festivus Friday?
We did, to rodent broken neck. I'm not okay with it.
Stay focused, gang. We got to stay focused. Dakota in Independence. Dakota, hello.
Hey, love the show. I have a gratitude this time. My grandpa is retiring from his job after working there for 40 years today.
Oh.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
40 years. We don't have people in this day and age.
Toby Tobin.
That is so rare. We started the program talking to Toby Tobin, who retires after
tomorrow's
40 years on the air. But how many people do you know younger than we are that will end up being 40 years anywhere? That is a unicorn.
Younger than us? No. Yeah. I think job jumping is quite common. And that's not to say that it's bad necessarily. I mean, if you don't feel that you're being appreciated or paid what you're worth, you think you got a job offer somewhere else that's better, take it. 913-586-7798. We do have an open line if you want to grab it. Mike in Kansas City North. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
It's the best show in 2024, and I have no reason to doubt that it's going to be the best talk show in 2025.
Thank you.
We'll do the best we can.
All right. So, you know, there are certain situations where you would never think of a grievance until your personal life changes. And as a former homeowner of 22 years until I was recently divorced, and she got the house and I got the check, I had to get an apartment. And my grievance is with all of these people that live in these apartment complexes that stack their trash 8 and 10 and 15 bags high outside of the dumpster because the dumpster is full. And then when the trash guy does come to empty the dumpster, where does all that trash that's on the ground go? It stays right there. The trash guy's not going to pick it up. It's just have a little couth about you and pride about your property. I can't even imagine having trash like that at my residence. And it just embarrasses me at the apartment complex that I reside in that there, it just, you know, looks like Christmas morning every day out there.
It's a good grievance, Mike. Mike, very good.
All right, Mike, do appreciate it. Thank you, man. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today, Q39KC.com. We do have an open line, 913-586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. All right, Festivus Friday continues. Let's go to Manveer in Lenexa. Hello, Manveer.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing quite well. Go ahead.
Okay, my grievance is, so this might be a little TMI, but I was going to a place that I will not disclose, basically a lab, to drop off a sample for my grandpa who's ill, and they closed early, even though they're supposed to be open till 5, but I was there at least 12 minutes early, and I was knocking on the door, and no one was answering. It's really unfortunate because, you know, he needs to get the sample to the lab to figure out what exactly the illness is.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Was it in a box?
Yeah. So.
I don't think it's that kind of sample, Scott. Let's not pry into the personal details of the sample.
Well, Manveer said it might be a TMI share, and so I was... Didn't have enough information.
I don't need any more information about that or dead mice. I'm good.
Kevin in Parkville. Hello, Kevin.
How are you guys doing today?
We're doing well. Thank you.
My issue is with politicians that want me to vote for them, but they say they're from Missouri instead of Missouri. That's an I on the end, not an A.
That is true.
I know it's first world.
Yeah.
But it's an A on the, or an I on the end, not an A.
Kevin, it's a good grievance. Thank you for it, my friend. 913-586-7798. We'll stay in Missouri. Mike in Blue Springs. Hello, Mike.
Hi there. Hi. I called you about 6 months ago after I retired, but Dana was gone. You guys have gotten me home, like I said, since way before Dana, every night from work, laugh, cry with you. Just really appreciate it. And Dana, I wanted you to know as well.
Thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate that.
You betcha. I also called Scott out for wanting clarification on grievances, but that's another matter.
But I think I've done pretty well with that. Happy New Year to you as well, my friend. Thank you very much.
You bet. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Kyle in Overland Park. Hello, Kyle.
Hi. If I can get in a quick twofer. First of all, man, this is for grievances. This is not for gratitudes. Like, we're supposed to gripe here, people.
No.
One, so stop being so dang happy. That's number one. Number two, I'm from here, and, you know, when I was a kid growing up, I never did think NASCAR really was a sport, and so I started driving our interstates, and these people can't drive straight good in town. So it makes me think those 4 turns in a NASCAR track must be a whole lot harder than they look, you know, because we can't even go straight good on these interstates.
I'll just add on to that. And you said you had a twofer. Oh, I guess that's both because you said the first one was that people are having gratitudes. I like you, I didn't think NASCAR was a sport once until I went and saw one. That is a sport. I'm serious. It takes an incredible amount of
athleticism,
dexterity, strength, to sit in that car for 400, 500 laps going, you know, 180, 200 miles an hour. It is not as easy as it looks on TV. Travis in St. Louis. Go ahead, Travis.
Hey, how you doing? My grievance is every time I go on a road trip with my wife, her co-piloting skills telling me all the things I've done wrong along the way. And Jennifer would like to chime in with her grievance, which is me swerving on the highway to call into this show to let them know my grievance.
Yes, that would be bad, Travis. Do not do that.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the laugh, buddy. Josh in the Northland. We're going rapid fire today. Hello, Josh.
Hey, guys. So I got a second one real quick, but my main grievance was with New Year's and the trend where people are like, oh, New Year, new me. Most of y'all ain't changing.
So true.
My second grievance would be whenever you're traveling and people are like, hey, where are you from? You say Kansas City and they're like, oh, Dorothy, like tap your toes. No, Missouri.
It's everyone so bad. I know.
City is Kansas.
Oh, no, it's true. Go to any concert. It's, even on the Missouri side, what's up, Kansas? I get it. Lynn in Blue Springs. Lynn, hello.
Hi. I would like to say I would appreciate a porta potty out there at the airport while you're waiting in the cell phone lot, because you can be waiting there forever and there's no gas stations or anything around there, the hotels or anything to use the facilities.
Huh.
So it would be great if they could do that.
That's a really good grievance.
That is a good grievance.
Thank you.
Can I ask you something, though? If you're staying in the cell lot a really long time, is it because a flight was delayed getting back?
I don't know. It just depends. Like the other day, the traffic was crazy, and I saw the traffic was so crazy going out of there. I just decided to get back in the line and not sit in the lot.
Yeah.
And it took me 40 minutes to get up to there, and then she was at the baggage claim, and so I had to go all the way back to Paris Street and go all the way back through. It was terrible.
Oh, I hate that.
I don't know.
The timing is tough to figure out sometimes, Lynn, but it's a good grievance. Thank you for it.
Well, thank you. All right. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. We do have some open lines. We're going through these calls pretty quickly. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Festus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Matt in Gardner. Hello, Matt.
Hey, my grievance is I am currently between jobs. It's not a fun job market out there right now. And I got a rejection email at 7 a.m. on Christmas morning.
Oh!
At 7 a.m. on Christmas
morning?
Still no job.
Who was it in an email form?
It was an email form. It was an automatically generated email, but you'd think somebody would have turned their system off for at least 24 hours. But nope, 6 or 7 a.m., we found better candidates than you. Merry Christmas.
Oh, Matt, I am so sorry. That is a huge oversight for any company to do that.
And let me just ask one quick clarification. Was it really that cruel, or did you just infer it that way?
Well, it's the standard email. Hey, we appreciate you applying.
Automated.
After careful consideration, we found other candidates who are better qualified.
Okay.
But really, at 7 o'clock on Christmas morning, it's, yeah, we don't want you. Merry Christmas.
Now I get it. You're right. Matt, I'm sorry. Good luck and keep trying, man.
Thanks so much.
All right. God bless. Nathan in Kansas City, Kansas. Hello, Nathan.
Hello. My grievance is with people that write checks to pay for everything at the default. And I guess I mean with almost every transaction. Those people are basically sharing their account number every time they pass that check to someone else. They're also missing out on credit card benefits. And it's also just less safe. You can dispute payments that you make with a credit card. I know that some banks do it, but if the quantity was large enough, they actually wouldn't refund you for some cash that was lost. So it strikes me as odd that people continue this practice.
Nathan, I don't disagree. Thank you for the call.
Nathan, I do disagree, and thank you for the call. Ryan in Kansas City. Hello, Ryan.
Miss Dana, Mr. Scott, how are you guys?
We're well, thank you.
My grievance is about grievances. Everybody needs to be happy right now. This is the time for it. Everybody's angry. Let's just be happy.
Okay. Okay, Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan.
And last, before we get to the bottom of the hour break, Alex in Kansas City. Hello, Alex.
Hello, happy holidays.
Same to you.
Just saying to correct that woman before, there is a bathroom in the cell lot.
Oh! Is
it
hidden?
It's in the building on, what is it, the east side. There's a door and there's two bathrooms that close. They're separate and you can lock them.
Thank you, Alex. I would hope
no
you can
problem.
Lock them.
I want to make sure that people aren't going in there and sitting in front like they had the problems when they first opened the airport.
Right. It has gotten better.
It has. Happy holidays, guys.
All right. Same to you. All right. Thank you much. We just exhausted every call on all eight lines, so we are completely open.
You guys are doing good today.
We're going quickly, so we are completely open with all eight lines. If you want in, you can get in right now. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Quentin Morris, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks on KMBZ. All right, let's continue with Festivus Friday, brought to you by Q39. Let's go to Debbie in Warsaw, Missouri. Hello.
Hello. I have a huge grievance. All these people that say the only reason the Chiefs are where they are is because the referees are being paid off by the Chiefs.
Come on. I agree, Debbie.
Oh, it makes me livid. Us people here in Warsaw, we represent our Chiefs every Friday. It's like a sea of red in Warsaw. And we're mad as hell, and we ain't going to take this anymore.
Okay. All right. We got you. Kirby in Olathe. Kirby, hello.
Hey there, guys.
Hi.
Dana, looking forward to working with you at the 7 Days event in April.
Oh, you too. Cannot wait.
Yeah. Yeah. So Monday is my Medicare birthday, so we'll either consider that a grievance or a celebration. But because of that, Medicare started on with me on December 1st. Well, December the 6th, I had outpatient surgery and discovered that outpatient centers are not classified as hospitals, of which hospitals are covered under Medicare. So I learned a hard lesson the first time out of the gate with my my new status as a Medicare recipient or holder. So,
wow, anyway, I didn't know that, Kirby.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully next time. Not that I want to be in a hospital, but I will know better next time as to what to anticipate. So, there you go.
Very quickly, because Dana and I are still, thankfully, many years away from getting Medicare. But when you told the outpatient clinic that you were on Medicare, didn't they tell you, well, we can't take that?
Well, it was after the fact when I realized that I could actually possibly qualify. So I went in after I'd had the surgery. So
it
had been on the books for several months anyway, but I'm healing and everything's good. But and hope I never, ever have to use my Medicare card, but it's there if I need it.
Well, Kirby, Dana, we'll see you in April.
All right. See you guys. Okay. Have a happy new year.
All right. You too. Take care. Harrison in Independence. Harrison, hello.
Hi.
Hey, Harrison, hang on. Is your radio on? Harrison.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
you got to turn that thing down, brother.
Sorry about that.
Is it back on?
Mom and I, end of the show. Mom's also on the phone.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
There's a lot going on there. I want to hear from Harrison, but there is a lot going on in the background. Let's try one more time. Right, I think that maybe his grandma talking in the background. Okay, go ahead, Harrison.
Right. My grievance is with folks who are driving and don't use their turn signals. It's happened 3 times on the way home. Since I've been on hold, actually. I don't know. I feel like there should be some sort of feature in cars nowadays just built in where if you don't hit your turn signal, your car doesn't turn.
Well, there'd be a lot of wrecks. or maybe you just get ejected.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah. A lot of people just laying on the side of the road because they didn't turn their turn signal on. Anne in Lee Summit. Anne, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. So I went in Monday and quit my job.
Oh.
My grievance would be poorly ran corporations who don't know good employees when they have them. Mm-hmm. And by 2:30 in the afternoon, my company that I had just left emailed me a personalized invitation that they found my resume on Indeed and would like to interview me.
Oh,
wait. Anne, please tell me you accepted the interview.
Oh, I told them I would be so happy to talk with them.
Oh, please keep us posted.
I do believe that they realized that they were listed number one on my resume,
mm-hmm.
and that I had just left. But you know, who knows? They may reach back out.
And maybe give you a pay raise.
Not worth it.
Okay.
Good for you, Ann. I would.
Oh, that would be
ride that wave until they figure it out. I would negotiate a ridiculous salary. Mm-hmm. Just take it as far as you can take it.
The nerve.
What qualifications do you think you have that would make you a good employee here?
I used to work here.
One until yesterday. I know where to park. Know how to find the bathrooms.
I know what doesn't work around here. You. Michelle in Kansas City. Michelle, hello.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing very well. Thank you.
You guys have had some excellent grievances today, and I think Harrison's on to something, but the ejection seat solving the world's problems today. Mm-hmm. I have a grievance with when you go out to a really nice, for instance, a great barbecue place that's super expensive, but your servings are itty-bitty, kind of like Q39. Yeah, their servings are...
Wait. You can't go bashing the sponsor of the hour.
That is... definitely a no-no. I love Festivus Friday, brought to you by Q39. In fact, you can get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com, where I hear the portions are
exceptional.
They're gigantic,
Scott.
One of
my favorite websites is Q39KC.com. Remember, there are some, those of you who are new to the show, there are some rules. We can't challenge your grievance. You can't call out
until
a
you
private
do that.
You can't call out a private citizen, and you cannot call out a business by name because we cannot prove or disprove anything that you say.
Well, I can disprove it because I can tell you every time I go to
you're on their website right now.
Q39KC.com. I've seen the photos.
Portions,
Scott,
look extremely large.
The portions are very generous.
Like, should I split that with someone? It's so big.
I don't have time.
Chris in Olathe. Chris, hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
We're doing fine.
So good. Go ahead.
I listen to talk radio, sports talk radio, some your channel, your station in the morning, and on TV also, where there's two or three different personalities on. They all start talking at the same time, and they just start interrupting each other, talk over themselves, and they start laughing at what one person thought was funny, and then it's really ridiculous because you can't understand what any of them are saying. You two guys don't do that, and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Chris, you haven't been listening very long then.
Listen longer. Wait, listen longer.
How many times have we had people call in that that's their grievance?
Is that we talk over each other?
Yes.
Quite a bit. Albert in Kansas City. Albert, hello.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
A long-time listener, started with Mike Murphy and Shannon Parks, and you guys get me through my 82-year-old day.
Well, we're glad to have you, man. Thank you very much.
Thanks. I've got a problem. I'm going to call it a grievance.
Okay.
It's been bothering me for a long time. On your intro for Festivus Friday, the guy says, I got a lot of problems with you. My son says your company stinks.
Yeah.
And then he says something I can't understand. He says, you couldn't iron a silk sheet if you had a hot
date with a babe.
With a what?
If you had a hot date with a babe.
And then he loses his train of thought, Albert.
Okay. Well, that's a good connotation. I love that. And I appreciate you guys. You made me appreciate your show even more.
Oh, Albert, Merry Christmas to you and your family. Thank you for calling in, truly.
Thank you. And
good
happy
New Year.
All right, Happy New Year. Cammy in Kansas City. Hello, Cammy.
Oh, Albert's kind of adorable.
Darling.
He was, wasn't he?
I have an insurance grievance. I just received a $500 bill for some procedure from August of 2023, and they expect payment absolutely upon receipt. They haven't even sent anything to me until now. I don't even have that insurance company. I haven't been at that company for over a year, and they're just now getting around to it, and it's very maddening.
And the bill is for how much again?
$500.
And they want it right now, yesterday?
Yep. But I'm sure that if I wanted to go and put in like a reimbursement request, I'm sure that there is a statute of limitations as to when a you know, like an employee can submit their request. Right. It has to be done before the end of the year, I'm sure. But insurance companies have years. I've already been Googling it, and I'm so mad.
Well, can I give you some advice?
Yes.
All right. And you're going to pay, you're not with this insurance company anymore.
No.
So they have no way to get retribution on you or anything like that. Are you going to send in the bill with a check?
I don't know. I haven't thought that far. I would. Too mad.
I would, and here's why. I would put the bill in the envelope with the bill, or the check in the envelope with the bill, and then I would take a picture of my middle finger and go get it printed off at like Walmart or something, and put that picture in the envelope as well.
I like that. It's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Or just a personal note that says Happy New Year. You could do that, Scott.
Kelly in Basser. It says Basser, Missouri. Is that right?
Basser, Kansas.
Hello, Kelly.
Come on, guys.
I didn't think there was a Basser, Missouri. Quentin?
No, there's not a Basser, Missouri. Not Missouri. But anyway, I love you guys. I've been listening to you guys for years. Dana, your laugh, and Scott, your laugh is absolutely freaking fantastic. They make me smile every day when I listen to you guys. So you're very welcome. My grievance is I work for a big company that delivers furniture and appliances. Mm-hmm. Just leave it at that. When people order online, they get click happy. They don't read the fine print when it comes to certain things. And then they call us complaining, going, well, I didn't see this there. And I quickly go onto the site and say, I'm looking at it right now, and it says clearly highlighted that this will be refused if this or this or this. And then they expect us to bend over backwards and give them money back plus, you know, their refund and everything else. So people, when you order online, make sure you don't get click happy and actually understand and read every little pop-up that shows up, because it causes issues and a lot of stress for us people in the background when it comes to your delivery.
Kelly, can I ask you a question? We have been, over the years, and I mean over like 30 years, people will correct us or listeners for the way they say Basser. I've always just said Basser, but then we've had people say it's Basor or Basor.
Whoa.
There's an H in Basser. I've always just said Basser. Is that wrong? Please educate us.
No, Basser is correct.
Thank you.
I love it when I get automated calls or, you know, the spam calls that I used to answer when
how do they spell it? Yes.
You spell it Basser. So for people that don't know, they do pronounce, a lot of times it's Basser.
Yeah.
So we did have a joke, and I will, if I can, you can bleep me out if I need to, but we used to call Bonner Springs.
Yeah. We all know.
We know.
I used to live in Lansing, right down the street.
Okay. Don't say it.
Okay. And Piper, Eudora would be Eudorka.
Okay.
It was just like kind of those things. Just, it was like, because nobody understood how to spell or how to pronounce Basser. It is very difficult when you look at it, because it does look like it's Basser.
It's really not. It's just Basser. But when I said, how do they say it? I mean, when you get the automated text from a spammer, it probably spells out Basser. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, Basser is booming.
Basser is booming. Basser is getting very big. Falcon Lakes is a huge, I don't know if I can say that.
No, that's fine.
Huge. Development that is overtaking us, trying to overtake the people like me that have acreage, and they're trying to push a lot of this down.
Is Whispers in Basser, and that might explain the name?
Okay.
So
that was a joke. You want me to dump myself?
No, but I'm sure that there are lovely people that work in all kinds of industries, and we would just like to tell them all Happy New Year. Be blessed.
Mike, hang tight. We're late on the break. Mike, Leroy, John, and the other Mike. Hang tight. We'll get with everybody in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. All right, we are short on time. We're going to try to get everybody in as quickly as we can. Mike in Topeka. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. So my grievance is with zipper merges and roundabouts and work zone speed limits and the whole kit and caboodle. And actually, my grievance isn't so much a grievance as it is a challenge, should you choose to accept it. Because even you, Dana, last week said this same grievance came up, that you've talked to other listeners and even some police officers who have said that you should use it as a merge across the board. But I know that there are certain work zones that have signs that say do not pass. So I would like to issue a challenge to you guys to reach out to both KDOT and MoDOT and see if they would have a representative come on air
and talk about
once
this
and for all. Yeah. Answer these questions right from the horse's mouth. Let's hear it from them and know, like, for certain what the appropriate thing to do is for zipper merges, for roundabouts, for speed zones, all of it.
Their media department will be so excited.
So will the listenership.
I think that would be awesome.
They'll be like, look, the phone's ringing.
Zipper merge has kind of become like guns and abortion for talk radio.
No, I think we should bring somebody on because I know we're right. I know you and I are right. Great.
Okay. What's your beef with roundabouts real quick? I can't even get to my home without going through a roundabout.
I personally love roundabouts. I think they're amazing, but I know that there are a lot of people who don't and who don't understand how they work. And so, yeah, I think it would be great if we could have a representative from both KDOT and MoDOT come on and actually answer these questions so that we can all know once and for all what is appropriate across the board.
All right. And once we do it, we'll never have these conversations again.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I'm all for it.
Okay. Aaron, line 4, hello.
Hey, so I got a grievance. So, you know, I'm working at a certain federal installation, won't name names, and they have security guards that have to search your vehicle before you pull on to said establishment. And you have to pull in and you go through this little roundabout and whatnot. You cannot drive fast. Like, it is impossible with how sharp the turns are. And you get out, you open all your doors, and they go start looking through everything and open the door and, we've got a problem. Okay, well, what's the problem? You're driving too fast. Okay. And your headlight's out. Okay. Per Missouri statute, blah, blah, blah. Okay, police academy dropout. Do they pay you extra to be a jerk, or do you just do it for free?
Wow.
So, yeah, he wasn't a nice guy, and he's been not a nice guy before. So, anyhow, just because you have a position of power that's not very much power, you don't have to abuse it.
Hey, Aaron, we got you in, man. Leroy in North Kansas City. Leroy, hello.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. All right, so my grievance is with Amazon's billing techniques. And what I mean is, especially with the holidays, and I just bought a house, so that includes anytime you buy multiple items and you purchase that and you hit that buy button, it's a one total amount. And then you go on your bank account, try to manage your finances, and they have split that thing up 31 and a half different ways. With all these different numbers, and I'm thinking I'm getting hacked and robbed and trying to add these up, and it's just a mess. It's a mess. So that's my grievance. And for anybody at Amazon that handles these orders in between me hitting buy and the delivery, I'm sorry, but I'm buying each one individually now. Sorry, guys.
All right, Leroy, we got you in, man. Mike in Olathe, it looks like you might be getting the last one. Go ahead.
Yeah, happy holidays. I appreciate it.
Of course.
My grievance is with microchips in pets. Every one of those should be a GPS tracker. One of our very good friends' pet has been missing since Monday, and it would just be great if they could just, we have the technology, they should be a GPS tracker. We track our kids, we track our pets, are our family members. They should be GPS trackers in every microchip.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Okay. Or put a GPS tracker on their collar. Candace in Mission, if you can do it in 30 seconds, you can.
I can do it.
All
okay.
Right.
Signing up with a new medical provider, going through the online check-in process, I get to the financial agreement, and they want me to put a credit card on file so that they can immediately charge me any balance due.
No.
Needless to say, I will not be seeing this provider.
Always say no. Anytime they want to auto pay direct out of your account, I always say no.
I've never seen them. Never once have I seen a medical office do that. But I hope it's not a trend.
All right. You did it. And a good grievance, too, by the way. Everybody have a great weekend. A happy new year if we don't see you before that. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these Woo-hoo! United States, Quentin Morris. Great job today, young man. Well done. My good friend and co-host, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. And God willing, we return right after the new year. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another. We'll see you soon.